Ramsey Solutions. It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. We help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. George Camel, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. The phone number is 888-825-5225. Aaron is with us in Austin, Texas. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Hi, George. How y'all doing today?
Great, man. What's up?
So I've got a question about selling my house. I'm just taking on a promotion, and so I'll be selling within the next 30 days. And I listen to you religiously, so I kind of know your answer, but I want to make sure. Instead of using a real estate agent, I was thinking about selling it myself and using my brother-in-law, who's an attorney, to do all the paperwork to save in the realtor cost. I did speak to a real estate agent that sold us the house back in 2018, and based on the comps right now, she had told me about a month ago that she felt very comfortable listing the house at least 330. And so I was wanting to go a little over that, and I'm looking at maybe $20,000 in the fees. So I just, he would be doing it for free, my brother-in-law. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Okay, your brother-in-law is not doing anything that the real estate agent does. When you sell a house, you typically use a title company or a closing attorney to close the house, and you pay a closing fee, and the closing fee is not that much money. So you're not really saving anything that the real estate agent doesn't close the house anyway. They just are the marketing agent, and they sell the house for you, help you with the negotiation, help you walk through the whole sale process and all the details. But when you finally get to closing is the only time that you're using an attorney. You don't use an attorney to draft a sales contract on a residential property. The sales contract's just written up. Just written up by an agent.
But what about the profits, though?
The profits
from the sale of the house, don't they get like a 6% on the profit of the sale of the house?
No, they get 6% usually of the sale price of the house. And there's lots of research out there that shows that you will get on average more than 6% for the house because you used a professional agent that knows what they're doing. And so the typical house sold through a typical good, high-quality realtor sells for more than 6% more than the typical FSBO for sale by owner like you're talking about doing, because you don't know what the flip you're doing. I mean, you already stumbled around your pricing just in describing it to us.
So, Aaron, let's walk through this. If you do it for sale by owner, let's say you're able to sell for $300 because you can't do any marketing and you're hoping someone drives by, whatever it is. You get a good real estate agent who can clean it up, stage it well, professional photos, MLS listing, the whole nine yards, you might sell for $335, which means you made $35 more on that sales price than if you did selling it on your own.
And let me tell you, here's what's interesting. Let's pretend with this for a second, okay? Let's pretend that there was a house next door to you that was the same price with the same features for sale with a real estate agent. And your house is for sale by owner with the same price as the real estate agent house next door. Okay? Which is the way that you would pocket the commission, right? You'd have to sell it for the same amount, correct?
Right.
And you put 6% in your pocket if you didn't use a real estate agent in that scenario. And if that buyer looks at these two houses that are identical, basically, or they're on the same street or they're next door to each other, they've got basically the same features and the same price, and he comes and knocks on your door, instead of knocking on the other door, you got to know what he's thinking. Hey, I'll be able to get this house cheaper because this guy's not having to pay a commission. Wouldn't he? And guess what? You can't save the commission as the seller and the buyer get a cheaper price, save on the commission as the buyer, both. It's the same commission. You both can't save it. And so it doesn't end up happening is what happens. And so it ends, and your time on the market is longer. You're more prone to make mistakes with the valuation and what you put it on the market for. The mistakes in negotiation are horrendous. The things you leave out of the sale contract that cost you a deal because you don't know what you're doing.
This is your
largest asset. All you're hiring when you're hiring a good real estate agent is a consultant that knows what they're doing. Now, I don't want you to hire a bonehead real estate agent that got their license that doesn't know what they're doing and doesn't sell any houses. That's sweet if you got your license, you don't sell any houses, but you're not really a real estate agent. Okay. The people that sell, you know, 40, 50, 100 houses a year, that's a consultant that knows what they're doing. They're worth their money. They're high octane, high protein, and that's how you get after it. And so, you know, just know, I would use a good real estate agent. I've had a real estate license since I was, since I was 18 years old, 1978. And it's not unusual. Well, I actually own a real estate company too now, but as an internal, as part of our property management process. So I use them, but they are real estate agents too. They know what they're doing to sell a property for us. We don't sell many properties, hardly at all. But when I listed my personal residence and I sold it last year in 2020, I listed it with a real estate agent. Again, full disclosure, I own the company, but I didn't keep the commission. I paid the agent the commission that works here, worked for me, you know. So, and I know what the flip I'm doing, but I also know enough to know that I don't know. I'm not up on every little thing that's going on out there right now because I'm not doing deals every day. I don't do 100 transactions a year personally.
Yeah.
So I want somebody that does if they're going to help me with the marketing of a high-dollar asset. Get a real estate agent. And don't necessarily go back to your old agent. Your old agent might be fine. But go to RamseySolutions.com, click on ELP, get one of our trusted people that has a high-octane, high-protein track record. Interview 3 or 4 people. If you were going to hire somebody and pay them 20 grand, which you are, or 10 grand, or which you are, you know, you would interview more than one. You know, you're not getting a haircut. You're selling your house.
That's right. This is a biggest transaction of your life, probably. So this is not amateur hour. I don't trust myself to do it, and I've got a pretty fancy camera, and I feel like I've been in the marketing world, but this is another ball game. And I just hired an electrician. Could I have YouTubed it for hours and probably got it wrong, got in a fight with my wife, got electrocuted, all to save on the electrician's fee? Absolutely. But I decided I'm going to let the pros do it. And that's how I feel about it.
I don't pull my own teeth.
Yeah. I like to see you try, Dave.
Got a dentist.
Just tie it to the doorknob and
just
run.
Just grab that pair of needle-nose pliers and have at it. I don't even work on my own cars anymore, which is harder for me than the real estate thing. But I open the hood, I can't even find the... Yeah.
I can't find nothing when I open my car, Dave. It's just trunk space.
You mean you can't find the battery?
Nope.
There's a big old battery under there somewhere.
It's underneath.
Oh, just follow the smell. You'll find it right next to the fire.
Oh, boy.
This is The Ramsey Show. Hey guys, whether you're starting on a card table like I did or well on your way to becoming a multi-million dollar company, NetSuite can help your team communicate and plan ahead better, like they do for Ramsey. Let me tell you, NetSuite really helped us get our systems together. And more than 37,000 other companies also use NetSuite to know their numbers and their business better. So check out NetSuite today and find out how they can help you become the business you want to be 5 or 30 years from now. And right now, you can download NetSuite's free KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance at netsuite.com/Ramsey. George Camel, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. How many times have you found yourself saying one day, when thinking about a goal you have. One day, I'll be able to buy a house. One day, I'll be happy in my career. Or one day, I won't have to battle with anxiety anymore. Stop waiting around. Whatever your one day is, you got to start right now. That's why we created Smart Conference. Smart Conference is the one-day event. Get it? Where we tackle all areas of your life. And guys, let's face it, we could use that kind of boost right now. You'll hear from the nation's top thought leaders, best-selling authors on money, career, mental health, relationships, marriage, and leadership. The event will be in Dallas, Texas on Saturday, October 22nd. Event passes are selling fast. The VIP and Platinum is already gone. You can get general access passes still for $39. Best-selling authors, world-class speakers include Rachel Cruz, Dr. John Deloney, Ken Coleman, George Campbell, Christina Ellis. I'll be there. And our friends and leadership experts from Life Church teaching on marriage, Craig and Amy Groeschel. And of course, we have some big surprises planned too. Listen, this is already 65% sold out, and it's in October. So I'm telling you, most of our events are selling out way early right now. If you want to come, I would suggest you go and get your tickets. And if you come, I will make you this promise. It's a day long. I will also promise you'll leave tired and emotional, and you will be smarter. That's why we call it Smart Conference. Our question of the day comes from Blinds.com. Find out for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Free samples, free shipping, new promos all the time. You'll save even more. Use the promo code Ramsey to get the best possible deal.
Today's question comes from Rick in Rhode Island. I see many multifamily real estate investment groups on LinkedIn and other platforms. Many require a minimum investment of $35,000. It's my understanding this investment is to grow capital needed to construct or purchase apartment complexes or condo-type housing. The payouts come at a predetermined point in the future. What are your thoughts on investing with these groups, and how risky is this type of investment?
In general, there's a huge spectrum of risk, to give you a general answer, all the way from you're crazy as crud, never do it, to probably very little risk. It's probably a good solid deal. So the trick would be, how do you alleviate that risk? You've got to do a lot of due diligence on the actual people doing the offering. Okay. Some of these are structured as what are called limited partnerships. You would be an LP, a limited partner. The general partner is in control 100%. The amount of fees that they charge for putting the deal together, front end, back end, going in, going out, handling the renovations, whatever it is they're going to do, the property management, all that kind of thing. The fees that they charge can be the place that you lose your shirt, where you make almost no money. You put $35,000 in, you get $37,000 out 3 years later. And that would be like a waste of time for the risk you took. You could have just about made that in a stupid bank account, right? So they can be very risky if the general partner doesn't know what they're doing or if they load it with fees. But there are many of them that are operating that do a great job. I don't do this kind of thing because I don't do partnerships. The only ship that won't sail is a partnership. So I don't get in partnerships, and I for sure don't get in partnerships where I have zero control. Someone else is controlling my destiny.
You're just hoping it all works out.
I just hope it all works out. That scares the bejeebies out of me. So I don't do this kind of thing. But I've got several wealthy friends that do these things, $35,000 to $150,000 a pop, and they put money in, and they're making good rates of return with proven track record. General partners, or however it's structured, the operator is the trick. And whoever's operating the deal, and of course, the market, what happens with multifamily? Has it peaked out, and then it's going to be 5 years before it makes any money? I don't know. I have no idea.
And we don't know Rick's financial situation, but who is this right for? I mean,
people that have $35,000 to burn. You're 100% debt-free, house and everything. You probably got $1 million-plus net worth. Your retirement is more than covered, and you're continually putting that in. You certainly don't have any debt at all. I already mentioned that once. But this is high net worth people that are debt free and make a lot of money. And $35,000 is money they could lose at the roulette table and wouldn't miss it. That's the only way you should put it in. It's not an appropriate investment for someone other than that.
And it's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
No, no. But
if you're looking to make a buck
again,
really quickly.
Is it 100% invalid? No, not if you're sitting in some cash and you want to play with some of that cash. But check these people out, because the spectrum of it goes all the way from awesome to sucks. I mean, it's and not only the deals, but the people running the deals and their level of integrity, their level of expertise, their level of competence, all of that. And
the same thing goes for those the real estate investment trusts, which is kind of like investing.
They're a little bit easier to check and a little bit more buttoned up on how they're structured. It's kind of a fixed thing because it's going to fall under management with the SEC. And this is not managed. This
no
is
regulation.
This is not regulated as tightly here. This is more of four or five old boys get together and buy an apartment complex. It's a little bit past that, but not much.
Yeah.
You know, so, and one of the guys is a property manager, so he put the whole deal together, that kind of a thing. But that's the basis for the idea. And, yeah, you can make some money in some of those. Some of those are legitimate deals. I'm not saying they're all illegitimate, but enough of them are that they scare me. And getting in and out of a large piece of real estate is not always something you can count on.
It's a long-term play.
It could be that, let's pretend that you thought you were going to flip it in a year because the market's white hot, and now you are today in a recession. So you are not going to flip it in a year. And so, now I can't, I haven't lost my money, but I really can't get it out. It's very illiquid. So anyway, interesting play, but only if you got the money to burn. That'd be the only place you do something like that. And I don't personally do those, and I gave you the reasons why. All right, Janice is with us in Grand Rapids. Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
My dad recently passed away, and I received some money.
I'm sorry. When did he pass?
$92,000 was from selling this home, and then I got like $57,000 from his life insurance. And I was just wondering what I should do with the money. I was thinking about paying off my home, but...
Okay, I stepped on you. I was trying to say I'm sorry for your loss, and I didn't hear your numbers. When did he pass away?
Just this past January. He had COVID pneumonia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, now, again, you got $57,000 from one thing, and what was the other figure?
The $92,000 was selling the home, so okay. I know I won't have to pay any taxes on that money.
No, you probably won't. You're right. Your basis in it should be... Your name was not on the deed prior to death, right?
No.
Okay, good. No. Yeah, you got a stepped up basis. You shouldn't have any taxes on that. So you got $150,000 basically. And your question then about what to do with that is whether to pay off your house. What do you owe on your home?
I owe $117,000.
Great. Do you have any other debt?
I maybe have like $2,000 in credit card debt. My car is all paid off. I have some money in savings.
How much do you have in savings?
I have about $13,000 in savings.
Okay, that's probably about an emergency fund.
I'm 58 years old.
How much is in your retirement accounts?
What's that one you have for your work?
401k.
Yeah, and I went into it because I heard about this investment and I lost all my money.
Oh.
So I have nothing right now in retirement.
Okay. So if you pay off your home, you're going to have to use the old house money, the old house payment money, to regain your retirement and build it back conservatively. No more games, no more high-risk bets, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. If that's what you're going to do, then I would pay off your house.
Yeah, I'd get connected with a SmartVestor Pro on our website as well, who can help you make some wise decisions with your future income and the rest of this money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is The Ramsey Show. George Camel, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage. Autumn is with us. Hey, Autumn, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Better than I deserve. Where do you live?
I live in River Falls, Wisconsin, which is outside of the Twin Cities.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Welcome to Nashville.
Thank you.
And how much debt did you pay off?
I paid off $26,500 in 13 months.
All right. I love it. And what was your range of income over that year?
It was 65 to 73.
Good. What do you do for a living?
I work in member communications, but I also added serving and house cleaning to my resume.
Whatever it took. The side hustle girl.
Yes.
Way to go. I like it. Good for you.
Which one paid better?
Honestly, probably the house cleaning.
Yeah.
I bet it did.
That's awesome.
And $27,000 worth of what kind of debt?
It was student loans.
It was all
Woo!
Sally.
Yes.
You evicted Sally Mae.
She's out the door.
Put her on the street. You're a cold landlord.
Hey.
You put the old woman out. I like
What was
it.
Your degree in?
I was in business administration and marketing.
Cool.
Yep.
Good
awesome.
For you. Well done. How old are you?
I'm 28 now.
All right.
Yeah.
So what started this journey 13 months ago?
Yeah. So actually, I had initially tried to pay off my debt a couple years ago, and it was going great until I just found myself completely struggling with a mental health crisis. So much so, like, I couldn't even make it through a day without work, without calling my mom and crying. And so I decided that the best thing for me to do is actually quit my salary job. And I went back to working full-time in a gas station. And that just allowed me the flexibility to be able to kind of reset and find someone that I could talk to. Mm-hmm. So I spent 8 months at that gas station just focusing on getting better. And I finally landed the job that I have now. And to be honest, I kind of drug my feet a little bit. I think I was afraid to commit to the plan. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I decided that I needed to finish my journey. And so mm-hmm. I totaled up my remaining debts and rest is history.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. So you met with somebody and got help with anxiety or depression or what?
I was actually struggling with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And the gas station just kind of gave you some, you can kind of keep it in neutral there. You don't have to keep it in gear.
It was like I needed to do something different. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of gave me the freedom to be able to just reset and, you know, not focus on work or anything. I could just, you
not
know.
Not a high stress job.
Yeah, right.
Unless you're getting robbed. But other than that,
that didn't happen. So,
So do you find a connection between becoming debt free and it helping with the mental health piece?
Yeah, honestly, like today I feel like I've kind of completed two journeys in
you
one.
You have.
Wow.
And it's really emotional because it's kind of the same principles. It was like baby steps through the mental health, but also the baby steps in the program. And so, you know, just standing here today, it's all the sweeter after going through that.
Amen. Well, most of the best transformation is incremental.
Yeah.
So that would be true with both of these things.
Patience.
Way to go. You're like a double hero.
Yes.
Yeah, you conquered two things. Way to go.
It's a whole new Autumn standing in front of us.
It is.
That's awesome.
And I'm at peace.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does it feel?
It feels amazing. Yeah. I'm really proud of the person I've become through this process.
So. You should be. You should be. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
Well done. Who are your biggest cheerleaders?
My wonderful family. Ocean of Luck, she's crying. I just want to say that my parents have been with me through the best and the worst, and I could not be here today without them. So I'm very thankful for all their support.
That's very cool. Very cool. Good. Good. And they're going, yes, you can you can win both of these battles.
You can. Yes. It's doable.
And you did win both of them. Yeah. Mm.
Autumn, I'm just curious. Why didn't you just wait for the White House to forgive your student loans?
Because
went through all this work.
I know. Well, I listened to Dave, and Dave was like, you know what? It's probably not going to happen. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm not putting off for tomorrow what I can get done today. And so I don't want to, you know, spend my life just waiting and in limbo. So I don't have any regrets with doing it now. So.
Preach.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
Good.
Well, you take control of your own life. There is something about that, because that way you take control of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well done. Well done. What do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
Honestly, you've got to have your I've had it moment where you just decide where you're all in. I think for me, I was just afraid to have that moment, but I realized that what I was more afraid of was actually waking up 5 years down the road and wondering what would have happened had I just started that day. And that was kind of the motivation that I needed to just get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. When you go all in, the fear is, what if this doesn't work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's scary. That's the scary part of it. And with what you were facing on the other front, that's a double scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So very cool. Very cool. Sounds like you had some good help.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Good for you. Good for you. Well, we've got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you. That definitely is the next chapter in your story. Without a doubt, that's where you're headed. And a copy of Total Money Makeover, you'll be able to give that to someone who's inspired by your story, at least the money piece of your story. So and we probably got a John Deloney book that'll help you with the other part.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be good, yeah. And we'll give you also a one-year membership to Financial Peace University. It's got the new videos in it with George Camel and Rachel Cruz, Dr. John Deloney, and me. Best we've ever done on FPU. It's good stuff. So be sure you go through that if you haven't. If not, give it to somebody. So either way, it's all just for you to say thank you for making the trip here. And we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
I know your mom and dad are, and your friends are, and your therapist are. Everybody's cheering you on. You're a fun person, an easy person to cheer on. Mm-hmm. Well done, hero. Very, very well done. All right, it's Autumn, River Falls, Wisconsin. $27,000 paid off in 13 months, making 65 to 73. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1. I'm debt-free!
Yeah! Way to go, Autumn! Yeah!
That was visceral. Good stuff.
I'm been doing this for 30 years, and I never cease to be impressed with how the old saying, discipline begets discipline. Healing in one area of your life begets healing in another area of your life.
Yeah.
How many times do we hear an overlap of someone lost a bunch of weight while they were getting out of debt? Someone's marriage was healed while they were healing their finances. And in her case, she is walking a mental health path, transformational path, and then simultaneously, somewhat of an overlap, not 100% simultaneous, but is overlapping this other area of healing at the same time. There is something, I think what happens is our confidence, once we go, well, if I can do that, maybe I can do that. And if I can do that, maybe I can do that.
There's a feeling of I can rise above where I'm at right now.
It gives you power once you have some incremental progress. That's why the baby step, that's why the debt snowball works. You pay off the little one. You go, well, I paid off the little one. Maybe I can get the next one. And, you know, it builds your hope. Hope is a powerful elixir.
Yeah. We talk about focus intensity over time multiplied by God equals unstoppable momentum. Focus intensity is what the baby steps are, and it's what it takes to improve your marriage. It's what it takes to overcome addictions. And we see that time and time again on the debt-free stage where they go, Dave, it changed my marriage. I didn't even realize it. Dave, I overcame addiction while getting out of debt because I was just so focused on this thing over here. And it's amazing the transformation that happens across every area of life.
Yeah, the number of times we deal with someone who, as a part of their addiction recovery, decide to clean up their money, or decide to clean up their money and let them do addiction recovery, or mental health challenges, or relational challenges, or career changes. This idea that there's something about once you decide, I am in control of more than I was thinking. And now that I see that I'm in control of that, well, I'm probably more in control of this other thing. And I'm going to go over here and I'm going to do that. And so she, you know, she didn't adopt the victim status of I'm going to wait on Joe Biden to pay off my student loans. She said, I want my life back. I want Sally Mae out of my life.
Well, the threat is you have agency over your life.
That's it.
And until you believe that, your life isn't going to change because you're going to continue to have things happen to you instead of you happening to it. That's a big paradigm shift for a lot of people to make. But it's life-changing once you make it.
Agency. That's a good word, agency.
It's an old-timey word, Dave. I thought you'd enjoy that.
You need an agent. You need a new agent. You're the new agent. This is The Ramsey Show. George Camel Ramsey, personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. We're glad you're here. Open phones at 888-825-5225. Craig's in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Craig. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you doing today?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
Doing good, and it's an honor to finally meet you. And sorry, I'm just a little nervous.
It's okay. How can we help?
I had a quick question. I was trying to figure out, I guess, how I would stay motivated during the baby step two. I've been listening to you for about a year through all your YouTube videos and podcasts, and I was listening to some of the videos before I called you today, and that's what encouraged me to call. I'm currently, again, working on baby step two. I've probably paid about $35,000 out of the $60,000 in debt so far.
Way to go.
And I'm just kind of hitting an emotional, like mental and motivation speed bump in this process.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I just have a bunch of stuff on my mind, with the career path I have, family issues going on, my health and everything. So things have just kind of taken a toll over this whole year of grinding out through this debt paying journey that I'm on.
What's wrong with your health?
I have congestive heart failures since I was 26. I'm 30 years old now.
So that did not change.
No, sir.
Okay. What's wrong with your family?
My mother and father actually have split up and now kind of reworking their relationship. So that's kind of a cause too on everything, because I actually stay with family member because of the health issue I have. So
you stay with one of them?
I stay at my grandmother's house. She bought the house when we moved here in Florida, and I've been staying there.
Okay, so your parents are not in your space every day, but they're going through their own crap, right?
They are, and my father tends to use me as a crutch while I'm going through what I'm going through, and sometimes it's very hard.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you said you have a career path issue?
Yes, I'm currently a manager at a local Walgreens I work with. I make about $31,000 a year, and I'm blessed to have a job because I was working at a different job before COVID, and then I switched back to this job. So, and I'm just kind of not really happy where I'm at because of the amount I make. And it has got me through the first year of me paying my debt that I have, but I've just kind of felt like a slow, you know, slowly my motivation starting to hit rock bottom.
That makes sense. Yeah, because here's what's happening. You feel like this job's happening to you. You're not happening to it. You feel like your parents' mess is happening to you. You're not happening to it. And the heart thing is happening to you, and obviously you can't happen to it. You don't get to control that one. But these things are controlling you because you're allowing them to.
Yes, sir.
The parents' mess and your job mess. So you have here's the thing. It's hard to have a sense of power over your money when you have a sense of powerlessness in key relationships and powerlessness in your career.
Yes, sir.
Because it's sucking what confidence you gain a little confidence over here in the money thing. Like you paid off $35,000. That's really good. But then it gets sick. It's like your dad and mom come along with a confidence syringe and remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, how long did it take to pay off the $35,000?
I actually started last July, and that's including working at my job with overtime and side gigs here and there.
Dude, you've been living off nothing. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I've literally, every 2 weeks, I literally live off $150 in beans and rice and beans, literally.
Wow. Well, okay. On the health side, that's something you've got to manage. That's obviously not something we can just fix overnight. On the parent side, it may require a boundary with dad and a hard conversation. Say, Dad, listen, you need to find a good therapist, a counselor who can help walk you through this. I can't be that for you. And on the career side, you can go be a manager somewhere else. You can start applying today and probably make way more than 31.
Yes, sir.
And so if you have that pep in your step going, I'm in control, I can do this. And worst case, you're doing this for 1 year longer. Why'd you start the baby steps to begin with?
because I wanted that financial freedom. I remember not having any debt, having money in the bank, you know, able to buy something I wanted, not go, you know, take like a car payment or anything out, but just having that financial freedom and not that burden.
You know what the problem with a free book is? Nobody reads them because they were free. Nobody paid for it. You didn't pay for it. But I'm going to give you two free books anyway on the risk that I can get you to read them. I'm going to give you Paycheck to Purpose by Ken Coleman. So get up on top of this career thing and you start happening to it instead of it happening to you. And I'm going to give you Own Your Past, Change Your Future from Dr. John Deloney, so you can begin to have some tools to work with mom and dad and say, I love you, but I can't fix this. I'm actually the kid. You're actually the parent. I can't fix this. And so only the strong can help the weak, and you are not strong enough to carry your dad right now. So him being using you as a crutch, he's got a rubber crutch. He's going to hit the floor. So and you're both going down. So you know, you've got to love him, but not be carrying around his stuff. You're carrying around all of his burdens instead of him carrying them. And you feel stuck over at the job because you haven't done anything about getting unstuck. So I'm going to give you both books, and they're two different things. But this all comes back to, Craig, you taking power, you taking George's word, agency over your life in these areas. And when you do, you're going to get some energy back for getting out of debt. But right now, you got these three negative drains pulling you down while you've got one area you're being successful in. That is very difficult for anyone, my man.
Well, Dave, I'm going to add in one more gift in case he gets sick of reading. Craig, I'm going to send you Financial Peace University. You can watch those videos. It also will include Every Dollar, the premium version, so you can make a plan for every dollar coming in and attack this debt faster, because I don't want you to have to sacrifice longer than you have
to. Yeah, you know, that's good. And try to find one of the Financial Peace groups in your area and join it.
Get connected and real people.
Get some human beings in the room with you.
Who are excited that you showed up again.
That'll hold you accountable. They're not going to put up with whining. But they also, in the other side, are going to love you and just say, hey, man, you know, you can do this. They'll encouragement and accountability we all need in areas where we're struggling. So, yeah, we'll plug you into all of that. So, we're going to load you up with resources because it's easy to have this many things coming at you that are stealing power in so many different areas. It's easy to feel powerless. The interesting thing is you're not, that you can just decide today. I'm not carrying my father's stuff around. He gets to carry his own stuff.
I can apply for a new job.
I love him, and I know he's hurting, but I can't fix all that. I'm going to let him carry his own deal. And here's his backpack. And I don't want to be at this Walgreens anymore.
John talks about that all the time, the bricks in the backpack that we carry around from other people, putting them in there.
Yep.
And we're wondering why we can't even crawl.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, unpack.
Exactly what's going on here. So, yeah, you can do this, man. You really can. And if you need some more help, you call back anytime. We're here to talk to you. And
give Ken Coleman a call on his show. That'd be a fun one.
Yeah.
On the career side.
Yeah. We'll always tell you the truth, but I just kind of hear it. And, you know, when you don't have, when you don't physically feel great because of the heart thing going on, it makes it triple hard to fight through the other stuff. So it's a mental exercise of mental toughness for you to move through these other areas, controlling the things you can control, and then things start to move for you.
And let go of the rest.
That's exactly it. Hey, thank you for calling, sir. Hang on. We'll get you all those materials out to you and try to help you any way we can. That about puts this particular hour in the books. Our thanks to Austin, Ben, Zach, Andrew, and James, and Kelly in the booth. I am Dave Ramsey, your host, and we'll be back.
Do you love a good Dave rant? Want to see the latest Ramsey Show videos going viral? Check out your favorite moments from The Ramsey Show on YouTube. Go watch and subscribe to The Ramsey Show channel on YouTube. If
you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Everyday Millionaires.
Ordinary people built extraordinary wealth, and you can too. On Everyday Millionaires, you'll learn how millionaires live on less than they make, avoid debt, invest, and are disciplined and responsible. Listen to Everyday Millionaires wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.